Welcome to the CGMF prayer line again today. We're on the last aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. We are going to finish up on this series shortly. Since the beginning of the year, we have been considering the blood of Jesus and what Christ has done for us. Now, for many of you, you never expected that we would have so much that we could consider when we began to meditate and look in the Word of God, considering the blood of Jesus, but we have definitely looked at the foot of the cross, considered what Christ has done, his life, and what the blood represents, and we've learned a lot, and I pray have learned to assimilate so much of what Christ has tried to teach us through his word. I want to read over to you again what the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus Christ are. One, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Then my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And Satan has no place in me, no power over me, through the blood of Jesus. Now, we're on those last aspects, considering the blood of Jesus Christ, when we consider the series. And I pray that God's word would bless you today as we talk about the importance of diet. So, remember, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus, and that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, through the blood of Jesus. Now, why doesn't he have any power over us? It is because of what the blood has done for us and by the testimony of the believers that has been brought forth by our receiving and yielding our lives to Jesus Christ at the altar of God and receiving the empowerment to become the sons of God. Now, diet or daily regimen is a vital facet of life. And considering it in balance and totality, very important. If we do not take care of ourselves physically, we're not able to go about and do our Father's business. We've got to take care of the flesh in order to be able to ascribe to the work that God has called us to do. Some of us do better than others. I, in particular, have a weakness towards not eating enough veggies or even as much fish as I probably should. But I recognize that I have to take multivitamins, etc., to try to make up the balance and to consider my body being the temple of the Lord and being able to use what is available to me to be at my optimum level of service. You do too. But sometimes we go to extreme. And we do so in the physical as well as in the spiritual. As I said, diet or daily regimen is a vital facet of life. And everybody follows a diet. Whether you like it or not, you're following a diet. Various methods of dietary management are advocated, and among them is vegetarianism. I have met many people who are disposed to be vegetarians. I'm not critical of them. It's a good thing. However, it's got to be done in some relevance towards balance and should be together considered on caution, those things that they undertake if they only have vegetarian diet and nothing else. Let's look at the scripture. Paul wrote this passage of scripture. Receive one who is weak in faith. Receive one who is weak in faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats. For God has received him. For God has received him. God is no respecter of persons. We are inclined to eat and drink what we like, or what we are disciplining ourselves to eat or drink. Paul said that we should be careful about our attitudes towards other people, and in regarding vegetarianism, he said, of the one who eats only vegetables, that is his weak faith in action, for he chews meat as a means of trying to attain righteousness. There are some people in the body of Christ who I'm not talking about diet as far as the physical right now, but as far as the spiritual, try to live off just this certain area of the kingdom of God. I'm just going to stick on faith, and I'm going to get all I can of faith, and everything else is going to breathe forth from it. Or I'm going to just talk about the Godhead, read about the Godhead, consider the Godhead, and everything else will work out. Or they're going to be in a prophecy, and they're going to just study everything they can about prophecy and just hope everything they get in the diet they need spiritually to be able to do the things that God wants them to do and be equipped. Balance. As a shepherd, a pastor, you've got to give balance to the church, the people of God, in the feeding. That's the responsibility of fivefold ministry. And we, as saints of God, and whoever we are, as Christians in general, need to remember balance. And when you recognize deficiency in your body, in the flesh, you take care of it, don't you? Let's say you're just basically a vegetarian, but you recognize things are missing and things, some things are out of order. You need to take vitamins or something in order to supplement that. Well, spiritually, we have to do the same thing. And sometimes we realize, hey, I can't pray for this person to see deliverance because I don't understand spiritual warfare, and I don't understand what it means to deal with this issue, if it's a demoniac issue or whatever the case might be. I'll leave it to somebody else who's, you know, skilled in that area. Well, that might be nice, but there could be a time when you're called upon to do something special for God, and you might not, quote, have equipped yourself for that service. Remember the importance of your spiritual and your physical diet. God has a solution for you one way or the other. And there's going to be times when you abstain and not to abstain. The scripture tells us that, you know, and I'll read it to you, that the Lord causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine and bread which strengthens man's heart. Psalm 104, 14 through 15. Now there's a lot of people in the body of Christ who think you should never have wine. And I don't believe that's scriptural. Yet it's a preference in much of Christianity. Because, quote, it's alcohol, but yet it's in the Word of God and is something predominant in the culture they're in Israel, etc., at the time and in Jesus' time as well. God brings forth from the earth various things for us to consume, sometimes even including wine, which makes glad the heart of man, the scripture says. But like anything else, abuse can be there. And what we need to do is maintain these bodies in equilibrium and spiritually as well. We need to maintain our bodies in equilibrium, understanding the depth of what we're trying to take care of in our physical body, but as well, spiritually, the same practice being in order, so that we have the spiritual and the physical diet that precludes God's work and purpose, that we might honor God and understand that these bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit when we're assigned for the master's service. You know, I don't want you to go out and be a teetotaler with wine or anything else. I don't want you to be a glutton for food. I don't want you to be abusive in any way, shape, or form, whether physically or spiritually in some area, or deficient as well. I want you to be balanced. I want you to recognize what you have need of. And I think right now one of the things we need to do in the body of Christ is pray that we can recognize what we have need of in our spiritual lives. I've got a variety of books. I've got a lot of different things I look into, and I have a pretty good library. There's sometimes in my spiritual life, I'm dealing with one certain area, and I read a lot about it. Then all of a sudden, I realize there are areas in my life I become challenged in that I need to ascertain and understand some things that I do not totally comprehend. And so I'll look into another author as such. That helps me to become more equipped, more thoroughly furnished under every good work. And whether it's physically or spiritually, you need to be equipped for whatever God's calling you to do. If you have no protein in your diet and you try to go all day long at work and you're moving around and doing a lot of things, you're going to become really tired by the end of the day and probably not be very productive. You need the engine of that protein to help you physically. Well, in the spiritual realm, I need the engine of the Holy Spirit, and I need to have the Holy Spirit have something within my nature that it can work with to produce something tremendous for God. So I can speak the word, I can consider the word, I can have faith in God, and I can see things in the spirit because of what's been inputted in my mind, heart, and soul. Be complete. Be circumspectful. consider yourselves in body and in your spirit. And what you need for nourishment today, let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. Help us, God, with our physical and spiritual diets. And understand, God, that, you know, we need to appreciate one another, body of Christ, and not to pick at one another, but to help our weaker brethren, but as well to encourage those who are strong in the Lord to even, you know, go to the next level. We need to be about the Master's service. And I pray, oh God, that we can be equippers in being able to help people and to build up people in Christ, and as well to be receivers and receptacles of what, Lord, we have need of today in order to become at use for you, Lord, what you desire for us to be, and be available when you call. But if I'm not equipped, I can't be available. If I've not received what you want me to take in so I can do the Father's business, I can't get it done. And I pray, God, your wisdom and grace, and that my body and my spirit will be the temple of the Holy Spirit that is redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified for the glorious use of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, and I give you praise, and I give you honor, Lord. And I appreciate you so very much today for all your benefits. Thank you, Lord, for how you blessed your church, your kingdom. Thank you for what you're doing at Covenant of Grace Ministry. Thank you for what you're doing in my personal life. Thank you for those who prayed for me that I would fail not. Thank you for my brethren who've encouraged me in the past week and have blessed my soul. Thank you for Brother Clay Rooks. Thank you for Pastor Tice. Thank you for Bishop Moore. Thank you for Tom Burlington. Thank you, Lord, for those who are my blessing. Thank you for my children who are a blessing to my soul. Thank you for what you're doing, God, today. And I glorify you, and I pray that I'd be about my Father's business, not be embarrassed, but be able to serve, being able to be alert and wise and available to you, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. If you need to reach us here at Covenant Grace Ministry, please give us a phone call. Our number for the ministry is 646-926-0401. Or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We also have a wonderful website for you to take hold of. It's at cgmfinc.weebly.com. Please take advantage of it and enjoy like these archived messages and such, considering our devotions and other ministry tools that are available. We thank you for what you're doing in Jesus, and we pray that God's blessings upon you this Monday. In Jesus' name, amen.